This is Cults Daily. Throughout April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. Claude Vorion created a movement founded on his communication with a highly advanced race of aliens. He goes by Rael, and his atheist religion is known as Raelism. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for a brand new episode of Cults Daily. If you want to hear our full-length episodes on Raelism, part one aired in this feed on July 24th, 2018. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, enjoy this episode. On December 13th, 1973, 27-year-old race car driver Claude Vorion visited a volcanic park in central France.
As he climbed up the volcano's slopes, Vorion noticed another solitary figure atop the summit. This other visitor introduced himself as Yahweh, the Hebrew word for God.
But Yahweh was no deity. He was an alien. However, he still wielded incredible power.
Yahweh and his people had created humanity.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the fifth episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Paulson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of Raelism. According to their teachings, humanity was created by a race of aliens known as the Elohim. And when the time is right, our creators will return and accept us into the galactic community.
Following his encounter with Yahweh at the volcano summit, Claude Vorion changed his name to Rael and dedicated himself to spreading the Elohim's teachings. Evidently, this race of aliens came to Earth 25,000 years ago. Using advanced DNA technology, they created all life on the planet and crafted humans in their image.
These benevolent creatures were worshipped as gods by humanity and bestowed with the ancient Hebrew name Elohim, meaning those who came from the sky.
Over time, the Elohim withdrew from human interaction. Instead, they sent individual representatives to guide us. According to Rael, prophets like Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha were actually Elohim who came to help humanity learn the principles of mutual respect and nonviolence.
Yahweh felt humanity was on the cusp of being ready to interact with the Elohim more frequently. To that end, he wanted Rael to be his human representative and to prepare an embassy for when the Elohim returned to Earth and introduced humanity to the wider galaxy.
Rael took to the task with gusto. He printed a book called Intelligent Design and promoted it all over the French airwaves, and people were receptive. When Rael held a public conference in Paris on September 19, 1974, 2,000 people showed up.
The attendees were passionate about helping Rael spread his message. At the end of 1974, there were only 174 members of his organization. Within 2 years, the number had grown to 700. By 1979, Rael's followers numbered reportedly over 3,000.
On the surface, the Raelians were devoted to spreading inclusivity with slogans like, "To tolerate differences is not enough. One should love differences."
To prove his peaceful intentions, Rael claimed that he didn't own any earthly possessions. However, the truth might not be so benign.
Though Rael didn't take a salary from his organization, it's said that he did ask his followers to tithe their post-tax income, and he also requested they donate most of their possessions to Raelism upon death. By 2001, he reportedly had raised $11 million.
As of this recording, Rael is actively still building his base, preparing for the Elohim's supposed return in 2035.
Or perhaps he's fleecing innocent people out of their hard-earned money in exchange for the false promise of a better life.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.